The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. Nebraska hosts Ohio State on Saturday, a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions is good.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Oh, thank you very much. Hi, Coach. I was wondering, Ozigbo, I think that's how you pronounce it, is it a matter of him seizing the opportunity, and what have you seen out of him the last several games that jumps out at you?
Well, Devine has absolutely taken advantage of an opportunity. We had three backs that were in close competition, and he was one of them. And he's had some really good history here from even a couple of years ago. So Devine has played well, competed well, and when given the opportunity to go back in this year, has taken advantage of it. We've been very excited about how he has played.
And another quick follow. Ohio State seems to be having a little bit more success against odd man fronts, you know, three-man front. You guys made the switch to 3-4 going into the year and stuff. But what do you see from Ohio State on tape in dealing with the different fronts they're thrown up against their offense?
Well, it's interesting. You know, everybody's trying everything. And, you know, they are certainly so versatile and have been really, really productive and getting more so, I think, as the season's gone on. So it presents all the challenges you'd ever want, I'd say.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Mike. This is kind of an overall question that I'm sure kind of consumes you. Nebraska obviously has as rich a history as any program in the country. What would it take to get Nebraska back to the elite status? How tough is it given it's a smaller state and don't have the recruiting base that, say, Ohio State has?
Well, good question and probably a lot of discussion there. But, you know, I think that the resources and the passion, everything is here. And I think it's both time in the football growth and time in recruitment that will give us an opportunity to get it back. It's hungry for all of that, and it is absolutely something that you love. You love that caring and passion, but it's really those factors. You've got to have a real foundation of what you want to do football wise and continue to grow it, and then you've got to recruit like crazy. Those teams that are playing in the playoffs have been top recruiting teams through the years. So, you know, that's where you have to go.
And when you don't have that recruiting base, you know, you don't have a popular
mm-hmm.
state, I don't want to say insurmountable, but just how big a challenge is that?
You have to have a plan, and you have to know, you know, there's going to be two or three guys out of Nebraska every year that I think would be probably on average about that amount. But then, you know, the way that we have looked at it is we've got to look at home territory within the Big Ten footprint within a 500-mile radius. So we've got to go to Minneapolis and Chicago and St. Louis and Kansas City and Denver and almost to Dallas. That's not in the footprint of the Big Ten necessarily, but those are drivable places. Unofficial visits can come here. And we have found that about half of our recruiting class the last couple of years has come from that radius. And then, you know, then you have to go nationally. We've had success in California and Texas and other places in Texas besides Dallas and then Florida and Georgia. So we've got to have a plan that I think, you know, where if it looks like it the last couple of years is fitting and we feel real good about our recruiting, particularly the 17 class that's here, about half of our class has come from the radius and half from the national base. So it's kind of a recipe for us that we're looking at, and We position recruit so that our coaches can establish relationships, and we try to be really good in the radius and then really selective outside the radius.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Dylan Montz, the Ames Tribune.
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to ask about Kyle Kemp, who you had at Oregon State.
Yeah.
He helped Iowa State get a big win at Oklahoma this week. And I just wanted to ask what your relationship was like with him and what you remember about your time together.
Oh, what a wonderful young man and a great family. And we recruited, it was an Oregon-based family that moved to Ohio. And we knew him, I think, through probably his brother was playing at Oregon. So we got in the recruiting race with him and got him to Oregon State. And then he was there at a great time, but a hard time quarterbacking. We had, Sean Mannion, I think, was there pretty young, and Cody Vaz was there, two guys that played a lot. And I think Kyle left for opportunity, but really a great young man, really a football guy. That guy that you always liked in the quarterback room because he was engaged in football and very smart appeared to have, I got to see a little of that game and appeared to have that same kind of composure. Even though he hadn't played too much, he had that composure of that you get from preparation, and he just went in and played. It was really neat to see.
Cool. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Casey Campbell, G1 NBC Sports.
Mike, how are you today?
Good, Casey. Thanks. Appreciate it.
You're going into a challenge against Ohio State, and you haven't really seen a team like that. What makes Ohio State so dominating, and do you think the elements of having it in Lincoln will make a difference in the game?
Oh, I don't know about that for sure. It's good to play at home for us, but this is a team with a veteran quarterback that is hitting on all cylinders, very talented, well coached, and so you're right. It is a particular challenge, and it'll be, however, good for our team. We played a good team last week and got beat by Wisconsin, and so this will be another step up and another great group of athletes and a great challenge for the Huskers.
All right, Mike. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, Coach, rare double dip. I was just wondering, number 59 on Ohio State defensively, Tyquan Lewis, what jumps off the page at you about him and his ability?
Well, quickness, strength, I think all those parts. He's a good player and looks like he knows exactly what he's doing, and he does it quickly and with passion.
Can you tell a guy has been a place for a while? Obviously, he could have left for the NFL after last season, but opted to come back. Can you see a veteran? Does he look like a veteran? I guess is for want of another term.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I think for those guys that are wondering what to do when they do decide to stay in, I think they bring a confidence. That is built up through the experience of however much they've been able to play and can really use that to elevate themselves and their team.
And one of the quickie, Nick Bosa, a 97, I'm sure he jumps out at you. What stands out about his approach? I mean, it looks like full drive, full motor all the time. What's your opinion?
You just said it. You just said it. The guy comes to play every play. One of those parts, you just love football players like that. They're hard to play against, but you appreciate that kind of passion.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you.